All engine running. Liftoff. We have a liftoff. 32 minutes past the hour. Liftoff on Apollo 11.
Neil Armstrong reporting the roll and pitch program, which puts Apollo 11 on a proper heading.
Active FM, my name is Andrew Falatsi Wahakhomu. Thank you so much for joining us once more again. Remember that good and exciting news never really end, because The Void Show now has its own new official Facebook page. Make sure that you follow us there. The handle is at The Void Show with Andrew. So make sure that you follow the page and you like the page as well, so that you do not miss any episode or anything from The Void Show and Active FM, really. Otherwise, you can join us and find all the shows that we have on Active FM Studios on www.activefm.co.za. Remember that Active FM has lots and lots of shows. We've got movie shows, entertainment, quiet times, science, and really a lot more. So make sure that you search that and you find all the shows that we are having. So today, you surely have seen what we're speaking about. It's the universe in a nutshell. We will be traveling through the stars and in the galaxies. We'll be seeing all the interesting stuff about the universe. And we have the very special guest on The Void Show really today, who has really become a part of The Void Show family. It's actually her third time joining us on The Void Show. And today we really give you a more sophisticated level of astronomy and astrophysics. Before anything, let me do this, and I'm coming right back.
Hey, this is Pastor Pearson Pretorius, and you are listening to Active FM. This is where it's happening. Amen.
This is The Void Show, the only show that really gives you the imagination of the whole cosmos through the medium of radio waves. Now, I did say, and you have seen what we're speaking about today, we give you the universe in a nutshell. And joining us in studio today is the one and only Javeria, the Martian scientist herself. You need to remember that it's actually she has become part of the Void Show family, really. This is actually her third time joining us on Active FM Studios. And remember that she is the president of the WAC, which is the WITS Astronomy Club. She's also the planetarium presenter, the Johannesburg planetarium presenter, which is under WITS, and she's part of the Golden Key as well, and you really need to know what that means. Miss Javeria, thank you so much for joining us actually on Active FM.
It's a pleasure coming here all
this
the time.
This is actually your third time joining us here.
It is.
You can just imagine why I keep inviting you more. That's because we love having you here.
Love being here.
First thing first, congratulations. You are completing your final year on the Bachelor of Sciences in Astrophysics.
Yeah.
How's the pressure? How does it feel?
Oh, I'm feeling the pressure. Hey, it's tough. It's really tough. It's a lot of work. Yeah.
It's just academics and...
Academics is tough, yes. But you have to have other things as well.
Yeah, so yeah, yeah.
Time management.
But yeah. Now, the planetarium presenting, how is it going on that side as well?
It's going pretty well. Yeah, I'm actually training for a new show.
Wow.
Yeah, and I'm doing live shows as well. So I've got an upgrade. Yeah.
Remember that it's Javeria herself joining us, so make sure that you become part of our conversation today on The Void Show new official Facebook page. It's at The Void Show with Andrew. Otherwise, you can find us on Instagram. It's at ActiveFM777. Javeria.
Yes.
Straight to the business.
Okay, let's go.
I actually have your numbers, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so I think this year you are having sort of like a research thing that you are doing.
Mm-hmm.
And so I saw what you posted. You said you're doing a research in the topic space flight.
I am.
Tell us more about that.
So the space flight topic is basically exploring a bunch of different ways to get to space and different propulsion mechanisms for rockets.
Yes.
So whether it be chemical, so using your normal gases, it can be electrical power, ion energy, or solar cells. We're also exploring some sci-fi ones unrealistic ones, and I'm using physics and math to debunk them. So the warp drive, for example, why a space elevator wouldn't work.
Yes.
Yeah, and we're also looking at maybe how we could use matter and antimatter to power rockets. Yeah.
But why was that important for you? I mean, because space flight, you could have chosen, I mean, you could have chosen any topic really in astronomy.
So for me, aeronautical engineering or aerospace engineering has been very close to my heart, just as much as astrophysics.
Yeah, yeah.
Because I wanted to be an astronaut from a very young age.
Oh.
So when I had this opportunity of being able to do an engineering topic in my physics degree, I grabbed it. Yeah.
Okay, so now that really is interesting. I should really do say that. But now I want us to speak more on a much more deeper level, you know, of science. In science, really, I believe that you're going to agree with me when I say that there is a traditional way or maybe a culture in science of doing things. We're speaking about the scientific method.
Oh, yeah, of
course. A lot of discoveries and theories have actually been made through that channel of the scientific method. Just tell us more about it, what's happening and why is it important?
So the scientific method is taught to kids from like grade 5, grade 6, because it is the most basic thing a scientist has to go through. It's like a checklist of steps that you have to follow in order to come up with a theory or learn something new. So the first step is making observations. That's how everything in science started. People notice things, and from that you ask a question. So when they notice these things, they asked, okay, why is it happening? Or what's making this be this way? What is making it happen? And from that question, you do some research. So you see if there's any answers available or if there's any prior knowledge and what people know or don't know about it. And from there, you make an educated guess. That is called a hypothesis.
Educated guess.
Yes, it is an educated guess.
It sounds funny, but yeah.
That's what scientists do all the time. We guess. So from that
On a more educational level.
Of course.
Yeah.
Sometimes. So what we do is from that guess.
Yes.
We do a bunch of experiments. So you need to test your guess to find out if it's true or not. So once you test your guess, you find out if it's worth it or not, if it's correct or not, because your guess is supposed to make predictions. And if your predictions are wrong, that means your guess is probably wrong. And you have to go back and reevaluate your guess and do some more research and try and come up with a different idea or a different guess. And you sort of keep repeating those steps until you get a successful answer or you get an answer that you want. And you can draw a conclusion from which is the last step of the scientific method.
Drawing a conclusion from
that. Yes, and coming up with a theory, possibly.
So would you say that it really is necessary for scientists or for anyone who really has discovered something to go through that process? I mean, why is it important?
It's a logical process. Yeah. So even if you think you're not following it, you are following it because you will notice
That's
something and you'll be curious about it. That's why you're going to look into it, right?
Yeah.
So you're asking yourself the question. Now, what are you going to do to answer that question? As humans, we naturally come up with guesses and possible ideas to answer our questions. So you're already doing the hypothesis part. Then you're going to try and find answers which match your idea. So you're going to do research, you're going to do experiments to see if you're right or wrong. And then if you're wrong, you're going to try and come up with another guess. And that's basically what we do. So yes, it is necessary because it ensures that you are following the normal logic and that you are doing the right things in terms of what is defined as science. But yeah, everyone does it without realizing it.
Okay, so I asked this question really purposely because I want us to go all the way back, you know, to the time when science was really not really known that it's science and when people are just curious about things, our place in the solar system. What really happened in the beginning in astronomy, in terms of astronomy, really, to our place in the solar system? I mean, you can come up with it with the range of discoveries that have been made up to this point.
So, really, really long ago, this started in ancient Greece. People thought that the Earth was the center of the universe and this planet, there's like planets and this family of planets. So it thought that they thought that everything revolved around the Earth and the Earth was the center of everything because humans existed on there, so it had to be special.
I mean, it seems like so.
Yeah, and because they saw everything rising in the east and setting in the west, they automatically assumed everything revolved around them. So that was more along the lines of Ptolemy and Aristotle.
Yes.
Those two scientists. And they even came up with math to match their ideas or their hypotheses. So they did find math, but their math was a bit full of errors. So eventually then Galileo and Copernicus came along. So Copernicus suggested the heliocentric model, which basically means that the sun was the center of the solar system and all the planets orbited around it. And that also the planets were orbiting in spheres. Ellipses. Because Aristotle thought and Ptolemy thought that they were perfect spheres.
Yeah,
whereas Copernicus actually proved, along with Kepler and Galileo, that they're actually ellipses. And that that's because of the distribution of like mass and gravity in our solar system. Yeah.
So that's the heliocentric model.
Yes, and that's the one that matches reality.
So they started first by believing that the Earth was the center of the whole universe.
Yes.
Right? And then they went to, are you saying it's the sun?
Yeah. So from the Earth, they went to the sun being the center, which was correct.
Wow. And but the center of, is it, did they think the whole universe?
Well, at the beginning, yes. But eventually more and more scientists came along. And more experiments could be done as technology developed, and we realized we are not the center of the universe.
One thing, a very important thing that you just mentioned, more technology came along and we realized that we've been making some mistakes. I mean, what happens if you have discovered something and then you actually find a new observation or a phenomena that's happening and that literally changes everything that you've discovered first? What's the process that you need to do scientifically?
Well, as a scientist, you have to be constantly ready
to
adapt and change your beliefs and ideas.
So
that is one of the things. If you find something that goes against your theory,
yes.
you are either going to have to adapt your theory to fit it, or there might just be something wrong with your theory and you're going to have to start from scratch once again. That happened multiple times. I mean, Einstein and Lorentz. Lorentz thought that he had the whole length contraction time dilation thing figured out, but he didn't. And then Einstein came along and looked at it a completely different way and started from scratch, and he could do it.
Wow, that must be an exhausting process.
Oh, definitely. People only do that when they're very old.
So the next question, or kind of what I wanted to speak about, based on how far we've got with our questions today, is the cosmological principle. I mean, I did mention it a few on I think one of my shows that I did with a guest as well from here, but we didn't actually go deep into what is cosmological principle and what does it really say. So if you can just please have mercy on explaining to us what that is.
So the cosmological principle, which I also recently learned last year, is basically saying that there is no center to the universe. And we are not, there's no special place or special time in the universe, and that includes us. We are not at a special place. We are not at a center. Everything on large scales is homogeneous and isotropic.
So what does isotropic mean on a much more simpler terms?
So isotropic and homogeneous basically mean that when you zoom out, so when you go at really, really large distances and scales, so when you go into like galaxy clusters, so on the scales of the universe, everything looks the same. So you cannot tell one part from another. Everything looks the same and everything is the same in time. There's no special time or no preferred time, and there's no preferred place either. There's no specific center. Everything just exists.
Wow.
And it's equal.
So would you say that the cosmological principle really breaks down when we come to our scales, like local scales?
Oh, definitely, scales, yes. Because if you look at our solar system, for example, there's definitely a preferred place in terms of gravity, the sun, because it weighs the most in our solar system. but if you keep zooming out, so not our galaxy, not like our local group of galaxies, when you zoom out to extremely large scales, that's when everything looks the same and everything is the same.
That's beautiful. Remember that today we have the Martian scientist herself joining us on Active FM Studios. My name is Andrew Falatsi Wahahomu, and I'm going to go for a music session, Javeria. But before that, I need to remind you that you owe us on The Void Show.
What do I owe you?
You owe us, and I'm going to tell you what you owe us, and hopefully this time you won't disappoint us.
Oh my gosh. Okay. Ophi.
Make sure that you join our conversation today with Javeria on all our social media platforms. You can find us on Twitter. It's at ActiveFM. Never forgetting that The Void Show has really its own new Facebook official page. It's at The Void Show with Andrew. I will make sure that I take lots and lots of pictures with Javeria in studio today so that you can see how we had the discussion. As well, this will be really live on YouTube, so you can also find this podcast live on YouTube. It's at Active FM. We have the honor today to have your mother Javeria in Active FM studios.
Yes.
Right. And so after this music session, I'm gonna call her in.
Okay.
Hopefully she doesn't mind. I just want to discuss a few things with her.
Sure.
But you listening to The Void Show out there, let me just give you this gem to rock you up, saying to you, my heart explodes.
am.
Hey guys, listen. Word on the street is that the new Active Worship Inception album is out.
What?
So now rewind, go back. Falling back to the original. I'm falling back to the inception.
Our new Inception album is out. You can get it on Spotify and iTunes. Inception, going back to the original.
Thank you again for being with us. I do really hope that you enjoyed that gem. It's from Reactive saying to you, my heart explodes. Remember that is the new album that actually Reactive has just released recently. So remember that today we are giving you the universe in a nutshell. And we did really, if you've just scrolled over to this point, you want to make sure that you go back to the beginning and hear the kind of the atmosphere that we had with our guest Javeria. But it's not only Javeria today, because we are joined by her special mother, Mrs. Magda. Mrs. Magda, thank you so much for joining us on The Voyager.
Thanks a lot. You bring me here.
Make sure that you join our conversation. It's at Twitter. The handle is at ActiveFM. Okay, Mrs. Magda, I'm going to speak with you right now from a perspective of a mother. But now, just for you to find this time as being a relaxing time, I will be speaking with Javeria about a few things, and then I'm going to get to you.
No problem.
And I have a special surprise for you, Javeria. Hopefully won't disappoint us this time.
Oh my gosh, I'm scared.
Well, if you remember what you did to us on the previous two shows, you
what
disappointed
did I do?
Us, and this time, hopefully you're gonna do the things, you know.
Okay, let's see what things are.
Okay, now, let us speak about the expansion of the universe. Okay, I've had a lot of people, and I mean lots of people, who came to me and told me that they do not believe in the expansion of the universe. I mean, they're saying, that sounds ridiculous, it's crazy, we can't have a thing like that, including the redshift as well. Mm. So tell us, what is the expansion of the universe and what does it really mean?
So it's sort of the idea that all the galaxies are moving away from each other, or galaxy groups. So if you think about it, you put a bunch of dots on a balloon and you blow that balloon up.
Hmm.
So by expanding, the balloon's getting up, but all the dots see is that the other dots are just moving away.
Hmm.
And we are one of those dots. So redshift basically happens when things are moving really fast away from you, and the waves coming to you from them get stretched.
The light waves.
Yes.
Okay.
So because it's called redshift, because they move to the red end of the spectrum.
Oh yeah.
Of the visible spectrum. So that's why it's called redshift.
Yes,
and
yes.
We've noticed that we look around and we see all these galaxies moving away from us at incredible speeds. So it looks like we're the center and everything's moving away from us.
Mm-hmm.
But in reality, everything's moving away from each other.
Oh.
So that's what they mean by the universe is expanding. The universe is not some contained bubble that's getting bigger. It's just that everything is getting further and further away from each other.
Hmm. I'm thinking it was really very, very brilliant of you to mention that they're not really moving away from us. Because by saying us, I'm thinking, because we just spoke about the cosmological principle and it's saying we don't really have a special place in the universe. So I'm thinking that was quite brilliant to say, not us, right?
Yeah, they're moving away from everyone.
So if we
were on Andromeda, which is our neighboring galaxy, it would look like the Earth was moving away from us.
Hmm.
So it's honestly just about perspective. It's all relative.
Oh, so it doesn't really matter where I go. I would still see the same thing.
Yeah.
Beautiful. Ooh. Now, blue shift.
Yes.
Blue shift. We spoke about red shift. There's blue shift as well, right?
Yes, but blue shift very frequently occurs in the universe because everything's moving away. Blue shift happens when something is moving towards you.
Oh, yes.
So the waves are sort of pushed together and squeezed together, and that causes them to have a higher frequency. And because of that higher frequency, they're shifted to the blue end of the visible spectrum. The one that has higher energies.
Yes.
So that's why we call it blue ship, because to us it appears mm-hmm. as if they have more energy mm-hmm. when in real fact they're just moving towards us.
Oh.
So the waves get squished up.
Yes, yes.
Yeah.
Now you're mentioning the thing of the spectrum, and I'm thinking probably someone else doesn't really know what a spectrum is. I mean, you keep mentioning a spectrum, it's shifting. Do you want to explain to us the spectrum?
So the electromagnetic spectrum is basically a range of light. So we always see light, right?
Yes.
And you have radio waves, microwaves, gamma rays. Those are all types of light, but they have different energies and different wavelengths. And those two things correspond to each other. So if you have a shorter wavelength, you have a higher frequency and therefore a higher energy. So like gamma rays and x-rays. And if you have a longer wavelength, then you have a shorter frequency. No, you have a smaller frequency and you have less energy. And that leads you to take it on the red. Yeah, on the right end of the spectrum. So that's low energy. So like microwaves, radio waves.
Oh.
Yeah.
Those are low energy
waves.
The kind of light.
Yes, that's why they don't affect us. The visible spectrum as well.
Yes,
because...
Yes. The visible spectrum, that's interesting.
Yes, so that's where the red and blue sort of came from. Because the visible spectrum itself has a range of wavelengths and values. And we go by the colors of the rainbow.
Oh.
So red, orange, yellow.
Yes.
Green, blue, indigo,
violet. Yeah,
yes.
Yeah.
So when you go in there, you get the high energy ones on the violet side.
Yes, yes.
And you get the low energy ones on the red and orange side. That's why when we see things moving away from each other, they have lower energy. They're red shifted. They're on the reddish side. Yes.
Okay, now one last question before I speak with Mrs. Magda and before I actually reveal the surprise.
Oh gosh, okay.
Shooting stars, right? A lot of people really have a misconception or really misunderstand what a shooting star is because of the name itself. I mean, it's suggesting that it is a star. So tell us more about that.
So a shooting star is just a piece of meteorite flying by us, or like if pieces of it break off and burn up in our atmosphere, we see it as a shooting star. But it's so not actually a star. It's not a whole star. It doesn't have fusion at its core. It's just a rock. And it looks bright in our sky because when it's burning up in our atmosphere, that's what makes it look like it's...
The friction maybe in the atmosphere.
Yeah, from the atmosphere. So that's what makes it look like it's lit up.
That really is interesting, because I mean, like, if it were a star, that would mean actually stars can shoot, and because our sun is a star,
you
can just imagine.
That would be very dangerous if there was a star headed towards us. Extremely dangerous.
Or maybe just imagine the sun shooting.
Oh God, no, we wouldn't survive that.
Today we are joined by Javeria Magda. Make sure that you join our conversation on the Void Show new official Facebook page. It's at the Void Show with Andrew, as I welcome Javeria's mom, Mrs. Magda, on Active FM Studios. Thank you again for joining us.
Thanks a lot, Andrew.
Javeria is studying astrophysics and astronomy, and it's actually her final year this year. How does it feel from a mother perspective?
I'm a proud mother.
Yes.
Yeah, because the physics, it's normally the kids are not taking those type of subjects.
Mm.
It's hard, or we can say it's a dry subject for those who don't want to interest it. But because she likes and her passion from grade three, so that's why it's not a problem in the educational side. But the family side is a little bit problem because she don't have a time for the us, and she is in her room. Even some activities she do, it's only related to the astronomy and physics as well. So that is sometimes like I'm thinking, why must I allow her to take this subject? It's like that.
Wow, that's what do you say, Javeria, for that? I mean,
I can't say anything.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm planning to go to space, so it takes a lot of hard work.
Okay, where do you see yourself, Javeria, maybe in the future? Where do you see yourself?
How far in the future?
In maybe probably in the next 15 years or so.
Oh, in the next 15 years. So around about my mid-30s.
Because this is going to be live and a lot of people are going to be listening to this, so you better do whatever you're going to say.
Oh, no, definitely. Yeah. So far, I've done what I've planned on doing. So I hope to continue on that path.
Yes.
I see myself in space, definitely. I don't know if it's going to be on the International Space Station or on Mars,
yes.
But if it's mid-30s, I'm definitely hoping I'm one of the colonists on Mars. That's where I see myself.
That's
yeah.
beautiful.
But I want to have
an astrophysicist.
Yeah, I've always wanted to go.
I think I need to ask, how do you feel about that?
I'm not happy about that. How can you say I'm happy? See, if she's an astronaut, I'm happy. It's fine because her passion is
there.
I want to be she is settled down after some period.
Because
I'm a mother, I want she is be married. Of course, enjoy the married life as well.
Yes.
It's not like only the prospect of her side.
Yeah,
it's sometimes from my side as well.
That's true.
So it's like that. I'm not stopping her about her education.
Yeah,
I say until whenever, whatever you want to do it, you do it.
Mm-hmm.
But there's sometimes you see about from my perspective.
Yes, yes. Ooh. Now, what can you say to a mother who maybe, you know, their children wants to pursue the same thing, the kind of support that she should give to their kids?
See, sometimes you live your children, their life. And if it's on the right way, why must you stop them?
Oh, yeah.
So, if you have opportunities, avail them.
Yes.
See, she is my eldest child. So, I have something. So, I spend the time with her or I can do it something for her.
Yes.
So, that's why I allow her to do it. It's not... and sometimes when you stop the children, they are stressed. If
that's
they don't
true.
Like those
that's
things,
true.
They are stressed. So I'm thinking, like, if the child is happy, the mother is happy.
Wow.
So the same thing the child also knows.
Yes.
If mother is happy, also happy.
Wow. That really is deeply amazing. It really is. So it's time to reveal the surprise, Deveria.
Okay.
I mean, we're going towards the end of the show. And remember, do you still remember the games that we played with you for the past two shows?
Oh my gosh, no. The one where I had to answer really quickly on the spot.
I remember that you did not answer, so you lost. We won.
Yeah.
And remember what had to happen if you lost.
I do not remember.
Okay, I will remind you.
Those things people are forgot every time.
All right, you had to sing for us.
Oh, no.
And now, please do the justice.
You
didn't sing for us, Javeria.
Yeah, she likes singing. Of course, she likes singing.
No, but I'm horrible at it.
No, no.
I'm horrible.
I'm not allowing you to leave the Void Show Studios without singing for
us. Can I not just answer the question instead?
No.
So we wish you lose.
I mean, we're here with your mother, and I mean, this is going to be live, so it will be a memory to remember. Please do the justice.
It's going to be on YouTube.
Please sing for us, Javeria. Just a very quick song.
I don't know what song to sing.
We don't take no for an answer. Any song is fine.
What song do I sing?
One Direction one?
Which One Direction one? There's so many.
Which one? You remember the lyrics or something like that, no?
I remember all of them. Mom, you need to be specific.
I can't tell you because I don't remember.
Wait, what do you suggest, Andrew?
The first song.
The first song?
Yes.
The One Direction song?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm going to embarrass myself so badly.
Okay, we'll look this way.
Okay. You're insecure, don't know what for. You're turning heads when you walk through the door. Don't need makeup to cover up. Being the way that you are is enough. Everyone else in the room can see it. Everyone else but you. Baby, you light up my world like nobody else. The way that you flip your hair gets me overwhelmed. But when you smile at the ground, it ain't hard to tell. You don't know. You don't know you're beautiful. That's what makes you beautiful.
Wow, I think we should give you... This will be a memory indeed.
the physicist is singing.
The physicist is singing.
I embarrassed myself.
It's really unusual.
I mean, you made me do it.
Wow. I mean, for the last two shows, you actually didn't do that for us. You've been avoiding it.
Yes, I have.
Javeria, mom, and Javeria yourself, thank you so much for being with us on The Void Show.
It's an absolute pleasure. Thank you.
I hope to be having you once more again in the future.
Sure.
Yes, probably this year I will invite you again.
Great.
Looking forward to it. Javeria and her mother. Make sure that you tell us what you're thinking about what we were speaking about today. The physicist sang for us today. So you can find that on YouTube as well. It will be uploaded there. Check us on our website. It's www.activefm.co.za. And right after this, I am closing.
Hi everyone, this is Pastor Ebenezer. You are tuned to Active FM. Christ music is hot music.
The time is now where I apparently have to leave The Void Show and Active FM studios today. Please, if you've just scrolled to this point, make sure that you go back to the beginning and hear what we were speaking about today. We were speaking the universe with an astrophysicist. I'm speaking about the Martian scientist herself. She did really as well share her future plans, and we had the privilege as well of being joined by her mother. So she even sang for us, which is a bit unusual for a physicist to do that. So please make sure that you go back to the beginning and hear what we were speaking about. Now, the question that I always ask is, what did you learn from this show today? I mean, with this elapsed time, we want to know, what did you learn? Please make sure that you share with us that on The Void Show. Facebook page is at The Void Show with Andrew. Instagram at ActiveFM777. Facebook /ActiveFM, and Twitter it's at ActiveFM. And last but not least, you can find us on our website, ActiveFM website. It's www.activefm.co.za. This show will be uploaded on YouTube, so you can also find it on YouTube. We're on Spotify, iTunes podcast and Google podcast as well. So make sure that you search all those platforms and follow us there. And for me, myself, and I am leaving the studio. See you next time, same place. Radio has never been better.
Christ music is hot music.
Christ music is hot music.